Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Another full day of opening arguments in the Senate impeachment trial. We've got the story.
Wichita man faces a murder charge in the death of his infant son. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Layoffs begin at Spirit AeroSystems. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Another storm system moving out of the Rockies will give us the chance of light rain or snow today and this evening. Our complete forecast and the timeline of that is coming up.
The Senate heard more arguments from House managers on day two of the impeachment trial of the president.
House Democrats get up to 24 hours to make their case against President Trump in their opening statement in this impeachment trial. Lead impeachment manager Adam Schiff urged senators to maintain their focus due to the magnitude of this moment.
I recognize there'll be times during the trial that you may long to return to the business of the Senate. The American people look forward to the same. But not before you decide what kind of democracy that you believe we ought to be.
Republican Congressman Mark Meadows of North Carolina is a White House ally, and he says the House Democrats' case is more of the same.
It was just a repeat and a repeat and a repeat of the same things that he has been saying for a long time.
On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
Layoff notices are being handed out to workers in the aviation industry.
Around 2,800 workers at Spirit Aviation have or will be receiving notices by the end of the week. The move comes after production of the Boeing 737 MAX was halted. Kyle Johnson, who works at Spirit, tells KSN News he's worried about the layoffs.
It's definitely nerve-wracking. I've got a wife and a young child, and the layoffs, more than anything, scare me just because I lose my insurance.
Those who are laid off will be paid for 60 days, and after that, they will be able to apply for unemployment. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A Wichita man is charged with first-degree murder in the death of his two-month-old son. 23-year-old Marlon Williams charged Wednesday after his son, Merrill Williams, died January 16th. Marlon Williams is also charged with three counts of aggravated battery. Wichita police say they were called to a home January 10th on a report that a child was not breathing. The boy was taken to a hospital after being found unresponsive. He suffered critical injuries, and medical personnel found he had previous injuries. His twin sister had a healing broken femur. Williams is being held on $500,000 bond.
During a ceremony yesterday morning in the nation's capital, Wichita Police Chief Gordon Ramsey was appointed by Attorney General William Barr to the Presidential Commission on Law Enforcement and the Administration of Justice. Wichita Police Officer Charlie Davidson says it's a big honor for Chief Ramsey.
I know the chief is very excited and very honored to be part of this commission, and looks forward to working with the other commissioners and identifying those social factors contributing to crime and ideas and looking at ways to help reduce crime, and not only helping nationwide, but also bringing those ideas back here to Wichita.
2 months ago, President Trump signed an executive order authorizing the commission to explore modern issues affecting law enforcement that most impact the ability of American policing to reduce crime.
One person is dead, seven more hospitalized in Seattle after several people opened fire outside a busy downtown McDonald's during the Wednesday evening commute. Seattle Police Chief Carmen Best.
We had a lot of officers already nearby. We responded immediately. We discovered victims at the scene in about a one-block radius or so. Officers immediately started life-saving measures.
This is the third downtown Seattle shooting in 2 days.
China is trying to stop the spread of a deadly new form of coronavirus, producing pneumonia-like symptoms. Officials have closed off the city of Wuhan. where hundreds of cases of the disease are confirmed. Fox's Aisha Hosni reports.
The number of sick people has now jumped to more than 500. 17 people are now dead, and the virus is now in the U.S. A patient visiting China returned to Washington State before our airport screenings began, but President Trump told Maria Bartiromo that Americans have no reason to worry.
Not at all. I don't think they should be worried. This is one person out of tens of millions of people that travel.
Health officials say it looks like the coronavirus spread through close human-to-human contact, but it's not as easily through the air. Now, early signs of infection includes respiratory symptoms, fever, and cough. In more severe cases, it can lead to pneumonia.
KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Just a few minutes away from our weekly Minute with Mitch Holtus, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, be previewing the Super Bowl, of course. And we've got the ramifications from the KU-K-State basketball brawl. We'll talk about that in sports.
Kansas Congressman Roger Marshall comments on the impeachment trial. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. Like many Americans, Kansas Congressman Roger Marshall has been watching the impeachment trial unfolding in the Senate.
This has been a sham since day one. It sounds like it's going to be a relatively efficient process. Everywhere I go across Kansas, people just tell me they're sick and tired of the whole thing.
Marshall commented during the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS.
The Supreme Court is hearing arguments about a scholarship program in Montana. It could set a precedent, making it easier to use public money for religious education.
The Supreme Court justices appearing closely divided on a case revolving around a scholarship program for private K-12 education in Montana. The program makes donors eligible for up to $150 in state tax credits. The controversy stems around a legal fight on the state's ban on those funds going to faith-based schools. The state Supreme Court struck down that ban. And Montana Republican Senator Steve Daines tells Fox's Shannon Bream,
"This is all about religious freedom. It's about parents that want school choice."
But groups like Americans United for Separation of Church and State argue forcing taxpayers to fund religious education violates the Constitution and is discriminatory. In Washington, Sean Langell, Fox News.
A woman says she was groped on a flight and that the airline may have blamed her for it.
22-year-old Tia Jackson was on a Spirit Airlines flight from Atlanta to Detroit when she fell asleep. She says she woke up to the man sitting next to her with his hand down her pants. This happened shortly before landing. She pressed the call button, but
I told him, I said, "You need to get him away from me. Like, he needs to be moved." And that's when it was like, well, if it was such a problem or if it was bothering you so much, why didn't you move?
Spirit Airlines says they are taking her allegations seriously and the FBI is investigating this alleged assault. John Saucier, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
In traffic, continue to watch out for a traffic slowdown around Central and Webb Road. Two vehicles in a non-injury traffic accident there. We also have a stalled out vehicle, and this is southbound I-235, and it's right around Meridian in the northwest portion of Wichita there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It's going to be mostly cloudy today with areas of scattered showers developing this afternoon. Our high 43. We could see a brief mix of rain and some light snow tonight. Our low 28 with strong northwest winds. Then sunny and breezy again on Friday and a high 41. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, 36 degrees. We have a northwest wind at 14 miles per hour. 8:11, Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And we have had, not in my house, but my daughter's family and my son's families, that they've got kids and they've had some illness going around. I don't know whether it's been flu or not. It sure sounds like it could be flu, but we're right in the middle of flu season. With us this morning is Sedgwick County Health Director Adrian Byrne. Good morning. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning. Thank you.
So how have you had the flu yet this year?
No, I have not. I get the flu shot every year, especially after getting it 1 year, because if you get the flu, it's memorable because of how sick you are.
Wow. And I got mine, too, so I've been okay thus far. But again, Adrian, it doesn't protect you from all the strains. Tell us about the effectiveness.
Well, so far, Center for Disease Control hasn't determined what the – it's too early to determine how effective it is. Now, we know that it's doing a good job protecting against the A strain, not so much against the B. But overall, it's too early. And even if it doesn't protect totally against the B strain, because we are seeing A and B both versus we usually just see the A, it still provides some protection. And if someone gets the flu and gets the flu shot, it can make the illness less severe and a shorter duration.
I don't know how we what's the biggest key to flu? Is it the fever or the duration? How do you tell if it's actually flu or not something else?
Well, once physicians know that the flu is in our community, they ordinarily don't test for it. But if you have the flu, you're going to be extremely fatigued, body aches, sore throat, severe headache. In contrast, a person with a cold may have a low-grade fever or no fever, and there's no body aches or headaches, but just extreme fatigue.
So, and if you feel this coming on, what's the first thing you ought to do?
Well, to treat the symptoms. If someone can take ibuprofen over the counter, they can do that. Early on, it's good to go to a medical provider because there are antivirals that, if they take them soon enough, can definitely reduce the severity and how long they are ill.
I know part of your job, Adrian, is to keep track of numbers and statistics and so forth. Anything you can share about Sedgwick County and flu cases that we've had reported this year so far?
Well, flu is not a reportable illness, so that's not something that is tracked. Now, it is tracked if there is a child that dies, but flu overall is not tracked. Now, we have had 3 deaths attributed directly to flu in Kansas, not Sedgwick County, but in Kansas. So every year, people die. Mm-hmm. Of the flu all over the country, and so it can be quite a serious illness.
Most vulnerable children, youngsters and oldsters, is that the most vulnerable?
That is correct, and anyone that is pregnant. And so it's extremely important, and anyone that has certain medical conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. So anyone that is able to get the flu shot 6 months and older, it's important that they do so because they also protect and people around them from getting the flu. And again, you may get it even if you get the shot, but it will be less severe. It's important for people really to take everyday precautions of, you know, protective measures of washing their hands with soap and water. If hand sanitizer isn't, if soap and water is not available, go ahead and use hand sanitizer, but soap and water is best. Always cover the mouth and nose with a tissue when coughing or sneezing. Avoid contact with people that are sick and stay home if you're sick.
Yeah, that's the other part, you know, and we all, many of us, we're hardworking people. We don't want to let the other folks down by not coming to work, but there are cases where we tell those bosses and those companies out there, you know, it's in your best interest sometimes to leave that employee at home, right?
Absolutely. And usually if someone has the flu, they're going to feel too fatigued and bad to come to work. And if they do, you'll be able to tell how bad they feel. But absolutely, it's important to stay home and rest.
All right. And wash your hands, right?
Wash your hands. And once you feel better, wash your towels, wash your sheets.
Oh, okay. I never thought about that. The sheets. Yeah, the that's true, I guess.
Pillowcase and everything.
Yeah. Okay, and one other thing. So officially the flu season ends at what, March 22nd? Is that right?
Well, if we could always say it's over by then. Typically, you know, it is October to March. Now, we haven't hit our peak yet. Ooh. So our numbers are still rising. So until our numbers begin decreasing, it's very, very active. So usually March can go longer.
Okay.
But it is still time to get out there and get that flu shot. You can come to West Central, 2716 West Central location, or Walgreens. There's numerous places that offer the flu shot, so please get your flu shot.
We haven't peaked yet. Okay. Wasn't aware of that. All right, Dad. Thank you for your time. As always, we appreciate it. Some good information
this
morning from Adrian Byrne, the Sedgwick County Health Director, on the flu season. It's not over yet. And she says you can still get a flu shot. Might be a good idea. All right, yesterday we had a high of 37 degrees here in Wichita, normal high 43. Snowfall reported at Eisenhower Airport is officially 0.7 of an inch. This is a January 23rd, 1971 on this date. The coldest temperature ever recorded in the U.S. Occurred when Prospect Creek, Alaska.
Prospect Creek.
Yeah, 180 miles north of Fairbanks. Tumbled into a thermal abyss to 80 below zero.
Did the one person? So the one person who lived there must have had a thermometer.
Yeah.
To be able to measure.
That would even freeze up the whale blubber, wouldn't it? All right. That's 8:17 coming up on 8:18. Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and it's time for sports with Ted Woodward. Ted,
of course, the big college basketball brawl at the end of the KUK State game in Lawrence on Tuesday night. Now the Big 12 Conference handing out suspensions. Two players from each team get varying levels of suspensions. The biggest goes to Silvio De Souza from Kansas with a 12-game suspension. Also from the Jayhawks, David McCormick, 2 games. For Kansas State, James Love, who stormed off the bench in street clothes, he wasn't even suited up, he got 8 games. And K-State's Antonio Gordon, 3 games suspension. That was all coming from the Big 12 Conference. Of course, the Silvio De Souza 12-game suspension. A lot of people thought he might be tossed for the season, including college basketball analyst Dick Vitale, who appeared on ESPN's Freddie and Fitzsimmons.
I thought he should be banned from ever wearing a Kansas uniform. The 12 games, to me, from what I witnessed, he got himself a lucky break. And I, like I said a little bit earlier, Ian, I believe in giving kids an opportunity. So he's got this opportunity. He should definitely, definitely thank God and take advantage of it because really, really, I thought he was a goner for the year for sure. The year for sure. I couldn't agree more with you, Ian, because it was a message I thought could have been sent loud and clear. And I thought the Big 12 was very, very lenient. I really do.
All right, so the suspension is put down by the conference.
And Vitale's an ex-coach, too, isn't he?
Of course.
Yeah. He knows about this. Okay.
So that's what's going on in the brawl aftermath. We had hockey in Wichita last night. Huge event, the ECHL All-Star Classic downtown at Intrust Bank Arena, hosted by the Wichita Thunder for the first time ever. And it did involve a little three-on-three tournament. And in the championship game of that tournament, the Eastern Conference All-Stars beat the Western Conference 4-2. Some of the skills competitions ended up pretty fun, too. For the Wichita Thunder, Billy Excel finished runner-up in the fastest skater event. Also from the Thunder, Chris Crane finished second in the accuracy shooting competition. And in the hardest shot event, the winner shot the puck at 95 miles per hour.
Wow.
Yeah.
That thing's made out of what, hard rubber?
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
It's coming off that stick at 95, heading towards a goalie on that. How about that? That was fun time last night downtown at Intrust Bank Arena for the ECHL All-Star Game. The Kansas City Royals in baseball have signed left fielder Alex Gordon to a 1-year contract for $4 million, the former Wichita Wrangler. Not done yet. He's signed one more year with the Royals. 35-year-old Alex Gordon, 7-time Gold Glove winner in left field, including last year. Also a 3-time All-Star, as he will at least give it one more year with the Royals. Of course, Kansas City Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers getting ready for the Super Bowl a week and a half away. Boy, costs a lot of money if you're one of the fans of those teams to get down there.
Miami is in final preparation mode for Super Bowl 54. Crews at Hard Rock Stadium are putting the finishing touches on the field, and fans are lining up to buy gear for the big game. But the journey to the bowl isn't a cheap one. According to the online ticket platform SeatGeek, the cheapest tickets are about $5,700, while the most expensive ones are a whopping $70,000, putting this year's game on track to be the most expensive Super Bowl yet. Aisha Husney, Fox News.
Of course, Chiefs head coach Andy Reid, getting ready for the trip to Miami along with the team, hopes his team is able to make that transition from the cold Kansas City weather to the warm Miami weather.
I've reminded the guys throughout the last month or so here, keep yourself in warm weather shape, and they're probably looking at me crazy for saying that, but this is why. So everybody was doing a little bit extra running and conditioning after practice and that, so I think we'll be okay.
A week and a half out from the Super Bowl, which you can hear right here on your radio home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330. KNSS. JUCO men's basketball in El Dorado last night. Butler Community College hosting Neosho County. Dennis Higgins with the call on Sports Radio KFH.
Cut off. Now he drives to the lane, puts up a left-hand banker. It's no good. Dow gets the rebound. One dribble, goes up strong and scores it. Nongo Dow. Dow's got eight. That was a great rebound and then a putback by Dow.
Butler with 50 points in the second half beats Neosho County 81-67. Butler Grizzlies now 9-1 on home court this year at the power plant in El Dorado. And a couple of sports birthdays today. Happy birthday to baseball player Kurt Bavakwa, 73 years old today.
Yeah, Wichita Arrow.
He played for the Wichita Arrows in 1971, had a couple of stints with the Kansas City Royals and many teams on a 15-year career.
Right.
Maybe most famously, the result of a profanity-laced tirade by Dodgers manager Tommy Lasorda.
When you got that for us?
Kurt Bavakwa.
You going to hear that?
I cannot play that without getting fired. You'll have to find that on your own.
Kurt Bavakwa.
And happy birthday today to my nephew, Logan.
Oh, he's having a birthday.
Starting guard for the Cape and Mount Carmel Crusaders, who are playing in the El Dorado tournament this weekend.
How about that?
Happy birthday, Logan, 17 today. That's sports with Stephen Ted.
8:23 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. We can't afford the Democrats' proposals, he says. That's coming up, Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
And let's talk Chiefs football, brought to you by Superior Rents Equipment Rental.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.